T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA Radio. It's 808. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway. Well, if you've been under a rock, you haven't seen this, but a raccoon has gone viral for climbing a skyscraper in St. Paul. All day yesterday, people locked in and overnight to the internet wanting to know what's happening to the raccoon.
It's actually the number one trending story. Sad as that may be. And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from WCCO in Minneapolis, Sloan Martin, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you guys are the focal point of the world. Yesterday it was Singapore. Now it's St. Paul, Minneapolis.
And a raccoon of all things. What's the latest on the raccoon?
You know, it finally did exactly what officials wanted it to do. So for the safety of both the animal, they wanted to make sure that it didn't get scared and have something pretty bad happen. Of course, they also wanted to keep people safe, too. So the hope was that it would just continue to scale this building, and it finally did it. About 3 a.m. Central, it got to the roof. They had set up a live trap in cat food in order to entice it. I don't know if it got the message or not, but it did exactly what officials wanted. Everyone is safe, and we don't know the status of the raccoon at this time, but people are kind of celebrating a happy ending considering what could have happened.
So they did capture the raccoon.
Yes, it is up there on the roof. We have not gotten an update from officials at this time, but it is no longer kind of outside on this 23-story building.
What has been the reaction to this?
It has been so huge. And of course, you've seen it on social media, one of the top, if not the top, trending topics for multiple hours yesterday, people even following overnight. I went there early this morning and I didn't see people outside. I think that would have been taking things kind of way over the top. But throughout the day yesterday, people on their commute home, we've seen so many tweets about this. And it's funny to watch because some of the best journalists in this city have been following this story in particular so closely, hour by hour and update by update, literally a raccoon scaling a building, and everyone's attention has been on it, and that's really because of the response that's been on social media.
Yeah, there were even prayer groups forming on social media for the raccoon.
Oh, wow. There was a
really?
Lot going on.
Really? Well, apparently it worked.
I think so, and maybe we'll get an update. I'm sure that it'll keep people captivated, especially as people are waking up. They all want to know what happened with it overnight.
Well, thank God the fur didn't fly in St. Paul, Minneapolis. Now on to bigger things, I assume. Thanks, Sloan.
All right, thanks very much.
Appreciate the time.
No problem.
From WCCO in Minneapolis, Sloan Martin on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.